Before I go into the public speaking, I think it's only fair to explain to those who are going to be speaking that I sent an email around to members of the committee early this afternoon, so very short notice, very late, last minute, that on item A1, the local plan evidence update, and I'll come on to this, I'm not going to try and explain this now because I couldn't even if I wanted to be honest. I have experts waiting to do that, but because of emerging stuff coming through on A1, I'm looking for us. We're not going to be actually agreeing a number tonight in respect to the housing to get simplistic about it. We're going to be taking that decision at the next meeting or possibly a special meeting at some time between now and January when the next meeting is scheduled for. So just so those public speakers have got that at the back of their mind, and I apologise for the lateness of that, but it all will become slightly clearer, hopefully, as we progress. Now, I've got several people have indicated to speak. Let me just quickly look through my list. Oh, and I've got another one. The list is growing. Okay. I'm closing it now, though. Okay, so first up, I have got on A1, the local plan evidence update, I have got John Smith Day to speak. Good evening. And you've got 3 minutes. Press the button on the microphone. And when you're ready, thank you.
Not on, sorry. I'll start again. In their report entitled Local Plan Evidence Update, the officers remain of the view that the Objectively Assessed Needs, OAN figure for annual housing growth, should stay at 597, following a presentation by the author of the Peter Brett Associates report at a meeting on 15th of October 2015, at which I was present. My feeling from that meeting was that the members present were not in agreement with that conclusion, and in particular I'm aware that at least one member has asked that further work be undertaken on the elementary statistical information which arrived at the figure. I've not been made aware of any such work and would hope that it has been undertaken as there are still significant doubts in my mind as to the robustness of the numbers. Councillor Cawthorne subsequently cast doubt in emails on two particular areas forming part of the statistical evidence. Firstly, he suggested that the total fertility rate, which was presumably taken from a national source, may not be relevant for tendering due to the specific breakdown within the district and will result in a consistent overestimate of the growth of the population in the district. I would hope that his detailed suggestion, which appears valid, will be taken further if it has not already been. Secondly, he circulated a table of statistics, which has been included within the EPOA Phase 6 report, covering population estimates and forecasts for the tendering district. My interest was drawn to the column dealing with net overseas migration. For the period 2001 to 2002, through to 2010 to 2011, an average figure of 907 moved out of the district each year, presumably taken from actual figures. For the next 26 years in the EPOA table, the average outflow has been predicted as 29. From a purely statistical point of view, this result appears unusual and unexpected and should warrant a further detailed investigation if one has not already been done and if this figure is significant in the formulation of the OAN. One dictionary defines objectively as not influenced by personal feelings, interpretations, or prejudice, based on facts, unbiased. I would like to be sure that all avenues have been explored to ensure that this is the case, particularly as the results shown in the Peter Brett report seem to show trends that are unexpected and unusual within the housing market area, HMA, and also when compared with the actualities of the past within the tendering district. Notwithstanding that the campaign to minimise the OAN seems so far to be unable to identify the killer blow to win their argument, I would hope that the officers and members are able to apply their consciences and efforts to set the OAN at an acceptable level in accordance with the specific peculiarities of the tendering district within the HMA. Thank you.